Jesus knew that people are not easily persuaded by words. In the same way, our faith has no impact unless it is accomplished by actions. True faith is not invisible or simply a personal matter. It must be on display. Jesus expects action from us as a result of our faith. Jesus himself went around visiting the sick, feeding the hungry, reaching out to those who were suffering, and forgiving the sinner. He didn't just go to the synagogue once a week and quietly pray in the corner, keeping his religious beliefs to himself. By the actions of his passion, death, and resurrection, Jesus revealed for all to see his love for and faith in God's promises. We know what he believed and who he trusted by his actions. In today's gospel, Jesus declares, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,'" that's faith, "will enter the kingdom of God, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." That's action. Pope Francis echoes this sentiment when he said that our prayer is only genuine when it becomes the spur for us to go out and bring something of God's love and compassion into our world. Faith is about trust in action, not just me and Jesus. The house built by the wise and foolish persons probably looked very similar. The difference was in the foundations, but that was only revealed when the storm came. So now is the time to build and reinforce our own foundations with acts of love, compassion, forgiveness, justice, respect for all human life, and care for the earth. Isaiah in the first reading reminded us, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock." Lord, grant that my faith may be seen and heard by others as I trust in your word.